This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I want to correct the impression people have that when Tim does his little stingers at the end of each segment, he materializes in another place.
Albeit briefly.
Right. He hasn't materialized here yet.
Just my voice.
Yes. Anyway, I want to ask you something here more. The people that you associate with, your friends, any of them come to your house to investigate on your behalf or report similar experiences?
Not to investigate. No. Nobody came on the mission to investigate. Friends have been in our home and seen activity unfold both 2012 and 2014. By unfold, I mean they've seen objects levitate. They've seen objects thrown in the air. I have my coworkers. It was Monday Night Football back in 2012, witnessed plants being thrown. They themselves saw the plants being thrown. There's a chapter in my first book called the Housewarming Party or something to that effect, where it's about 12 people in the home. Everybody has a story to tell because of the 12 people, 6 were women. All the women had their hair pulled that night. All of them had their shoulder bumped. We told them our house was weird and it was haunted, even though this is the early stages, this is during the July of 2012. I kept getting locked out of my back door because I was barbecuing. Everybody witnessed the doorbell ringing on its own. And then when everybody left, it's just 4 of us left in the home. Tina's best friend, Kim, who works at Microsoft, by the way, and Kim's mother, who flew in from L.A. that day, or godmother, saw a plant dart across the air, airborne, fly across the room. They saw it better than we did because they were closer and crash upon impact. And they saw them with their own eyes. They also saw the kitchen cabinet doors open with their own eyes that same night as well. But nobody came ever knocking on the door with a flashlight and a clip pad wanting to conduct an investigation. But they have stories to tell. They have their own stories to tell about the phenomena. Nobody was ever following me. They didn't have anything happen at their home as a result of coming to ours, except my former attorney, female friend. She was followed. She made the mistake one day, 2014, I believe, of sort of challenging the spirits or daring them, if you will, saying, "I dare you, if you don't leave my client Keith Linder alone, blah, blah, blah is going to happen to you." And then, lo and behold, she started having activity in her family. She has a husband, and they start having activity, believe it or not, in 3 places. Add mine, that's 4 places. Her home in Kirkland, Washington, and her husband's home in both California and Hawaii began having similar activity to us almost at the same time, and just blew their mind. Her husband unfortunately ended up having a nervous breakdown as a result of that.
In bringing people into your home, Keith, did you ever consider having an exorcism?
There was an exorcism conducted in the Bothell home in 2015. And that was by Father Roy, conducted exorcism on the home. Keep in mind, the Catholic Church, Father Roy is Episcopalian. The Catholic Church of Bothell, working in conjunction with the Seattle head Catholic Church, were doing not exorcism, but communions and other spiritual blessings. Everything has to be checked out as though there's a tier system before you get to a level of exorcism by the Catholic Church for a home. So they had to go through these, a lot of red tape and whatnot, but it was going to get there eventually. So yeah, we have multiple things working at the same time. Father Roy having a strong working relationship with the local Native American tribes in the area was also bringing on board shamans to assist, and they did come into the home because some of the activity was shown to be linked to Native American. I'm talking about the oral writings and the languages written in my walls upstairs and the material they used to write that. So it lent itself to be Native American in nature, as well as the land underneath the home, Bothell, Washington, and Snohomish County. Snohomish County is named after the Snohomish tribe, who had a huge presence in the mid-1800s, early 1800s. So we brought the shamans in, or they did. And that would quiet things for a while. Things got quiet for 72 hours, but when they come back, it always seems, I felt, what spirit, whatever it was, come back to make up for lost time. And they make you the house owner, the house occupant, pay the price for bringing in the help. It's almost like, okay, the priest is gone, the father's gone. We told you not to tell anybody, so now we're going to have to, punish you. It was always like that.
Yeah, it always seems like whenever you try something like that, you know, bringing in a priest, hanging up crucifixes, even smudging, it just seems to just honk the spirits off, so to speak. And they just, you know, almost like laugh in your face and just ramp up the activity even more.
Yeah, you bring up a good point, too, because some people get the wrong impression about this case when it's like, but it's not, I don't believe it, because who owns three Bibles? You know, or who has three Bibles to get burned? And we had three Bibles catch fire. And what people understand is, it's not the fact that I owned or had three Bibles, which I did, but these Bibles were not ever displayed openly. These Bibles were kept in a corner of my closet that I looked at very rarely. I just had them over time, and they accumulated. I'm not one to ever throw a Bible in the trash, whether I read it or not. So they accumulated over a 20-year, 30-year time period. But when it came time to this, I would introduce one because I was advised to. The church said, hey, put a Bible out and open up the Proverbs or Psalms, say a prayer, and ask these spirits to leave. But when you go to bed, leave the Bible out. You know, you got to establish a strong foothold in the house, and the spirits will generally get the message and leak. And that was a good troubleshooting method that I could subscribe to. So I did, but guess what? They would burn the Bible. And so the Bible was all incinerated and ashes to ashes, dust to dust, and me and Tina got our eyes and mouths dropped open. Like, oh my God, they burnt the Bible. What do we do now? So I go back to the people who had advised me the first time and say, hey, they burned the Bible. What does that mean? What do we do now? I said, well, you got to be steadfast. You got to be strong. It takes time. You got to put another Bible out there. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I go get another Bible and do it. And this time I put it in another part of the house. And then they'll take that one and they'll burn it or something, or shred it like confetti, you know, or a cross. I put a wooden cross out, you know, it's hung upright, right? They'll turn it upside down. Okay, or the cross goes missing, or it's in the wash machine, or something like that. I mean, there's holy water missing. I remember my best friend's wife, when it came back from Mexico, I forgot what famous church she went to in Mexico City, but she got the water from this fountain that was blessed holy water. I remember the day she brought it to my house, she walked in very gingerly, and it's like a little holy water container, and she's got this little scarf with it, and she's telling me, hey, this is for your house, and we got this back from Mexico, and the priest there blessed it, and we walked it back here, you know, some 2,000 odd miles, and here you go. The next day, it's gone. Gone, gone, gone. I set it next to the Bible. There's a picture on my website of it. And it's gone. And it's still missing to this day. It was full. So that's the portion where you're like, man, they can burn Bibles, turn crosses upside down, steal holy water. What gets rid of them? You know.
I have an interesting question I want to ask. We'll get to it in our next segment. Mostly about the jewelry that disappeared and things surrounding that. Keith Linder moves into a house with his former girlfriend, and weird stuff happens with Gene and Tim and Keith. You're in
the Pedicast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into like an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Keith, wanted to ask you here. The jewelry that appeared there mysteriously, what did you do with it?
Let's see, the jewelry, for a portion, I kept them. We had a drawer that we in the kitchen where we kept all the items that we were finding, jewelry included, for the investigators. So they asked questions, I can go point to it and show them. when it became a point of contention, meaning Tina accusatory about the jury and did you have a woman in the house while I was gone or something like that, I just started discarding them, meaning the jury, outright, you know, toss out with the weekday trash. I had none of them to this day. I had none of the objects that appeared inexplicably that we didn't own to this day. It was either some were given to the investigators, some were given to paranormal enthusiasts and whatnot, and most of it was thrown away.
In other words, they weren't valuable enough to go to the pawn shop and see what was going on.
You know what? I don't remember how valuable they were, but that idea never crossed my mind. You make me really feel bad.
Did any of them show back up again after you got rid of them?
Yes, some did. By that, I mean, there'll be times in the home where items will be thrown at me, like a beer bottle, you know, empty beer bottle, thank God. I emptied it. And it'll be thrown at me, and I will take the bottle and go throw it in the trash can in the receptacle in the garage, you know, and go back upstairs to my office where it was thrown at me. And sometimes that object would beat me there. I kid you not, it would be there waiting for me, sitting in my chair or on my keyboard. Other times, I will sit down and hear another loud bang, boom, turn around, another beer bottle. I'm like, oh, beer bottle. Then I was like, wait a minute. Is this a new beer bottle or is it the same beer bottle? And I went, the only way to find out is to go walk downstairs under the trash can. If there's a beer bottle in the trash can, you know this is a new beer bottle. Well, I did that, Tim. I went downstairs and there's no beer bottle in the trash can. This is the same beer bottle that was prior. So there was instances like that where same thing happened to the chef knife. One time it was in my office and you know, you keep all your sharp knives in a sheath in the kitchen. And I was in the upstairs, and I heard this loud boom, and I saw something go by my peripheral. And I looked, and there on the floor was the chef knife, you know. And I'm looking at it, and I pick it up, and I mosey on downstairs, you know, cursing at the spirits, like, cut that out, stop, whatever, telling Tina what just happened, and I put it in the sheath, okay, and go back upstairs. 30 minutes, an hour later, or 2 hours later, boom, look again, same chef knife. So, yeah, that happened a lot.
So now, you make a comment when you describe these things, you know, flying around, you know, boom.
Yeah.
Did you notice that the sounds that accompanied these things flying around was a lot louder than normal, you know. Like the chef knife, you know, a chef knife thrown against the wall will make a noise. But did these things make a noise that seemed to be unnaturally louder than they should be?
Yeah, and that's a great question because that happened a lot, and I learned later that's a phenomenon in itself in Portuguese lore of the what some theorize is a artificial noise associated with the phenomena. The noise, I can tell you very distinctively, Tim and Gene, sometimes the noise preceded the object being thrown. And what I mean by that is you hear a shuffle behind you, you hear a loud boom behind you, immediately behind you, loud bass crash, piano crash, or something of that nature, and you turn around in the direction of that noise and there's nothing there. I swear to God, there's nothing there. Come back 4 or 5 minutes later and look in that same area. It could be a broken vase, a broken beer bottle, something that resembled the noise you just heard minutes prior. Okay? I can tell you how many times we'd be downstairs and you hear, sometimes Tina, because she called me at work one day, where she heard a loud piano crash coming from upstairs. We don't have a piano. Let alone, where's the piano going to crash upstairs? It was upstairs. And she would just thunder upstairs and nothing to be found. And of course, no piano ever materialized, but it sounded just like that, a piano, she said. There have been many times where I've had objects thrown And you're right, there is a louder than loud component associated with it. And same as there's a lower than lower sound. The sound never seems to match what we would call our laws of physics of an object like that being thrown. Parapsychologist Steve Mera, when they were in the home of 2016, did conduct an investigation because they have all the state-of-the-art sound equipment and whatnot. There was an object on the upstairs hallway, a light, I believe. We were downstairs. That hit the ground. It was resting on the wall, and then everybody heard the loud thud, boom. And everybody went upstairs to investigate what that boom was, and the light was resting on the floor. It's a carpet. And then when him and Don Phillips tried to reduplicate it, and they picked up the light probably at the same distance as it was on the wall when it was hanging and dropped it manually themselves just to capture the sound with their audio devices. They could never replicate it. The sound pattern was way off the charts. I mean, there was a huge distinction between the noise that originally was made and the noise that they duplicated. And it happened on several other different instances. And even I started noticing that years before their arrival, of how the sound of the phenomena is different. Close, but different. It's very, you can make very octave different, noticeable on a graph or chart or something. But I started noticing that the sound sounds from the noise that they make sounds dated. It sounds artificial. To use an acronym today, it sounds AI. You see those pictures today people coming out with the AI pictures and stuff, and you look at it, you it's AI the second you look at it. That's what the sound sounds like to your ear. It's like, that just sounds weird to me. That don't sound like a vase would fall, like sound like that, even though vases sound similar to that when they fall. But there'd be breakage, there'd be debris, but sometimes that noise preceded the debris. Now that, to me, I don't know what's going on, because you hear the crash, Tim and Gene, and there's no debris. Turn around 5 seconds or 5 minutes, wait for it, it'll come. There's the debris, but no sound. Okay, and what that means or how that means, I have yet to figure out.
So Keith Linder moves into the house from you know where, maybe? Interesting. A lot more questions to ask. So we're more interested in things that are happening. This is an extension, by the way, of the episode we did a while back with Keith. And I'll tell you, if I had history of moving into houses where weird stuff happened, you know, I might just live on the street. I don't know. Keith, Tim, Gene, you're in.
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
USA News Update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East, where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstration generators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Now, that's an interesting thing here I wanted to ask Keith before Tim asks this question. This is all restricted to that home, or does it follow you?
I start getting followed, and by followed, being attacked elsewhere, Gene, and then probably late summer, early fall of 2014. Keep in mind, the summer and fall of 2014 was when the activity was at its apex level. We were talking level 5, Cat 5 hurricane, and 5 tornado. And that's also when I'm being attacked. So my business, I was doing 25-30% travel, and I remember the first time I was attacked. I was in a hotel in Spokane, Washington. Dead of night, the pillow from underneath my head got yanked from underneath me, and the sheets above me got yanked, and both were thrown clear across the room. Clear across the room. That's only happened once at the Bothell home. So I leap out of bed and turn on the lights, like, what the hell? And to add insult to injury, you know, you get the pillows and covers back, and you gather them back, and try to shake it off a little bit, you know, walk around and like, oh man, please, please, please don't let this be the start of something while I'm traveling. Because at that time, mentally, I was using my travels as a way of refuge, as a break, if you will, of being out of the house. And Tina was with her friends. Tina never stayed in the house by herself while I was gone. But I don't need this in my life. I don't need to be haunted in hotels now. So I get back in bed and put the covers and pillow over me, and 2 hours later, bam, sat that. So that was me. That was confirmation to me, like, okay, all right, once again, this is a new phase, a new stage. Not all hauntings have this, but some do, where the person is followed, and I'm their Huckleberry, and they're following me now. So I'm calling my support system. Hey, Father, hey, priest, what now? Okay, I'm getting attacked in hotels. Usually they do it one time, that lets you know that the seal has been broken. They're going to do it multiple times. And that's what happened. That started happening every time I'm traveling. I'm having Wi-Fi issues in the hotel, TV problems, nobody on the floor. The IT department of the hotel don't know what's going on. They moved me to other rooms. This never happened before. And I know because I'm living the same reality in my home, but they don't know that. And then there's the attacks. One moment, there was a time where I was attacked in the hotel, and Tina and Kim were attacked in the bathroom. This is the only time Tina stayed at home while I was away, only because Kim, a female who worked at Microsoft, stayed with her, where we were attacked almost pretty much the same time, because Tina was trying to reach me, but my phone was dead, and I was trying to reach her, and all I was getting was voicemail. But when we finally talked, she told me the horrors that were going on at the Bothell House at the moment, and I told her the horrors that were going on with me at the hotel.
What was going on with Tina and Kim while you were gone?
Tina and Kim early that morning, 4 a.m., 5 a.m. ish, began experiencing loud bangs. Coming from the hallway. Kim, while trying to take a shower, had the bathroom door slam on her, and the lights go off. Tina in her master bedroom had had objects thrown. I do remember there was a point where it was so active that they decided to stay in one room together versus be apart. That did not lessen the activity. That's when the shower, the door slammed on Kim as she was getting ready to go to work with the lights going off. And then just a series of loud banging, boom, 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 boom. They said that the loud banging kept on up to the moment they were driving out, pulling out the driveway.
There was, speaking of noises, there was, at the time when you were getting all kinds of advice on how you could calm the restless spirit, so to speak, there was one incident that I found amusing. If you can find anything amusing in all of this, when it was suggested to you that playing music would be helpful.
there were several suggestions that. And me and Tina always looked at, okay, people's heart are in the right place. But some things we didn't laugh at upon hearing. And I remember one advice given was play Disney songs. Play, you know, what's that? It's a small world. Something like that. Something. And it's to play that. And not only that, leave that going when you leave. Like, put it on Disney Channel and let that play the entire day while you and Tina are for work. And I'm looking at Tina like, I don't know if that's going to work. She's kind of corny. But where we're at that stage, we'll try anything. Okay? And we did. So, we put on the music channel, and I would always be the last one to leave the home because Tina wants that job. So I would do it, and then I would just immediately leave. And it was recommended that. It was recommended gospel music. So we lived on Gospel Channel a few times. Easy listening music. Did it work? No, for obviously it didn't work. You come home and TV is still playing. It's still playing. It's a Small World or Disney, whatever, you know, song. But we turned it off and then the activity would resume. But I always thought in the back of my mind, because I didn't have cameras installed then, do they just turn it off while we're gone? You know? And I always want to ask the people that advise me that, like, hey, guys, listen, if we're telling you they can turn lights off and power off and cut the power to our house and appliances while we're here, what's to stop them from doing that the minute we leave? I mean, if I'm a ghost and you put that crazy music on and you're out the house, I'm turning it off. Like, I'll turn it back on before you get here. But we tried it, Tim. We tried it. We gave it its due diligence.
It wouldn't surprise me that you would have come home and instead of Disney music playing, it was like playing death metal or something.
No, but you brought up another story that I remember this. Going back to my neighbors, I remember one time, I think it must have been mowing the grass or something, and my neighbor across the street comes walking over. And he asked me, he says, we're just talking about other stuff. And then all of a sudden he says, hey, you play video games? I'm like, yeah, but not really. I haven't played video games in a while. He said, oh, because he was retired. He said, I walk around your house by your house, you know, during the middle of the day walking my dog. And one day I walked by your house and there was all this loud noise coming from your office, like somebody's playing a video game, like try. But I didn't see no car in the garage, so I thought, you know, maybe parked in the garage, and thought it was a gamer or something, because it sounded like he was really into it. But I thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, really? Oh, noise is coming from my, and I pointed to my office window. He said, from that window? He's like, yeah, you know. And in the Seattle Pacific Northwest in the summertime, because it doesn't get above 80, everybody leaves their windows open on the second floor. So Yeah, he told me that. I thought that was interesting.
So whatever the noise was, it had to have been pretty loud to be heard on the street.
Yeah. Down the street as he's walking his dog. And he's not the first person who's told me that, but several other neighbors tell me that we thought somebody was home because of the noise coming from your upstairs, but no, we see you pulling through your driveway right now. And the noise goes off. It doesn't, you know, it's for a period of time, but then it goes off. And then that started making sense to me when I put up the listening equipment to, where I can monitor my home while at work and just listen. I started hearing those noises on my my listening devices and knew what they were talking about, because my house comes alive. And those videos are on my YouTube channel. The house is just not haunted while we're there. The house comes alive when we're gone.
This is so weird, Keith, so weird. That you and your former girlfriend move into a place where there is no history of paranormal phenomena, and then you move into the place and everything starts to happen, even when you're not at the home.
Yeah, even when I'm not. I mean, majority of the published photos of the house that you see, various of the room wrecks and the trash and destruction, we were not home when that occurred.
Let's break it here, and we'll see what else occurs. With Gene, Keith, Tim, you're in
the Pentecost.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, PowerCast listeners. I'd like to thank Ted, George, and the rest of the GCN crew for giving the PowerCast a home for the past 14 years. As GCN closes, the PowerCast will go on. You'll be able to listen to or download the latest weekly episodes of the PowerCast from our site at www.thepowercast.com. That's www.thepowercast.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So things are happening at the South, Keith, even when you're not there. But they didn't start until you got there. What about Tina? After you broke up, did things follow her wherever she moved?
Tina has, because we talked for a great period of time, and after she moved out the house, she never reported to me or told me when asked of any activity following her. And I was glad, that was good. Keep in mind, when Tina moved out of the house, I was still living there. Tina moved out in 2015. I will move out a year and a half later. But she was not followed, to my knowledge. She has not told me that. So, yeah, there's that. But, yeah, there's activity happening where neither one of us are there. I mean, we're at work. We're coming home from work, and it looks like Hurricane Sandy has just blown through there. The love seat couches are upside down. All the kitchen cupboards are open. There's furniture rearranged. You name it, it's happened. But the alarms have not been tripped whatsoever. There's not a home intrusion or home invasion. Not from the outside, anyways. Not from a person. So I, getting frustrated, started bringing in more cameras to work that allowed me to monitor, meaning visually, from anywhere in the world, mainly my job. So I'm monitoring my home from office, where I get an email notification of sound detected or motion detected. And there's plenty of mornings I'm at work and I'm going, my inbox, my Gmail is going da 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 da. Motion detected, timestamp, timestamp, timestamp. And it takes 5 snapshots when it detects sound or motion. And I see that and I log in and I can see the hysteria at the real time, but in the aftermath. Then it's going da 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 da, sound detected. And then one day out of the blue, I wanted to just listen to my house because I'm working. I can't necessarily watch my house because I'm working, but I can listen to it. So I put on headphones. I'm multitasking at work. I'm in my office, and I'm tuned into the house. I'm hearing cars drive by, kids in the distance outside. And I kid you not, I'm starting to hear what we have been experiencing, meaning I'm hearing the sounds loud. The sounds of kitchen cabinet doors slamming shut, open and shut. Da 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 da. And the sound, and my alarm, to their credit, sound detected. One day, Tim, I hear while monitoring the piano crash that Tina talked about. And if you've never heard a piano crash, picture one falling from, I don't know, Empire State Building, and how that would sound upon impact. That's exactly what I heard, okay? Now, the benefit of me listening to these things happening is I can record. And I recorded them and uploaded them and backed them up, backed up to backup, backed up to backup, to backup to backup. And and wherever I say, I can always show and prove. So if anybody listening want to go to my YouTube channel and hear those noises, hear that piano crash, knock yourself out. But the devices themselves did pick up the noise or the motion, and a few of those I was able to witness or listen to. But it's a sight to behold ear-wise. I mean, there's no sound like it to hear that, and you know, whoa, this is coming from my house? This is what it sounds like when I'm gone? Yeah.
So you put up cameras a number of times, and you ought to tell us why you had to keep putting up cameras.
Yeah, so cameras were recommended by those who were trying to help us and by both family members and to a degree cynics and critics. But it made sense to put up cameras for me because I have my own level of curiosity. But keep in mind, when I started putting up cameras, they started manipulating the cameras, unplugging. I would put up a camera in the hallway, usually where the activity was the most, I would have a camera in. And I would come back and I would just see the cameras unplugged. And I'm like, and I would go to Tina, Tina, did you unplug the camera? I know she didn't, but I got to ask her. She's like, no, Keith, I didn't unplug it. So I would plug the camera back in. And then she's going to say, hey, ghost or whatever, stop unplugging the cameras. And then a few days later, or a few hours, sometimes a few hours later, sometimes 5 minutes later, it'll be unplugged again, or the camera itself will be turned around or turned upside down, or the cord would go missing, and sometimes the camera would go missing, you know? And that became frustrating. You buy a $35 to $55, $85 camera. Spend about an hour configuring it, getting it in tune to your Wi-Fi network, logging in and all that stuff. And it's gone. You know, the time, it's spent more time getting it ready and configured, and it's gone. They're like, thank you, Mr. Keith. We got it now. So I go buy more cameras. I start buying cameras to watch the cameras that being gone. And it became a moment of the cat chasing its tail. I know it's hilarious for the spirits because they're like, look at this idiot. He just keep buying more cameras. To add insult to injury, one time, Jim, I was at work and my cameras were going off tremendously on motion and sound detected. And I was getting all this feedback. But I was frustrated because every time I would try to record, all it did was cut the power to the house. The cameras that I had were not battery operated, so I went and bought battery cameras. I said, aha, you're going to cut the power to the house. What are you going to do with the battery? I did not know that. Well, battery means nothing. We can do that too, Keith. But I bought a camera with an SD card in it, you know, a little micro card. And I said, I'm not going to record it to the cloud. I'm going to record it to the SD cloud. That way, if it does capture motion and y'all cut the power, be it to the battery or the wall socket, at least I'll get something. I don't care if it's a second or two of activity. I don't care what. I'll get something because it's on an SD card. Well, one day I had this loud banging noise and furniture being rearranged. And then I logged in and they cut the power so I couldn't watch from work. And then I was like, okay, well, the battery's still going, so maybe the camera's still running. So I left my job, which is 30 minutes from where I live, and went home excited, like, okay, I'm just going to get in there and get that camera. And I got the Holy Grail. Even the battery's dead. I got the SD card. And I remember I went in, and the house was destroyed. Yeah, they did a number on the house that day. And I was like, okay, we have to have got something, anything, something, shadow or something. And I'm running toward the camera, and it's dead, and I look in there, and the SD card is gone. Gone. Gone, gone, gone. Hasn't been seen since. And they're like, thank you, Keith. We got it. You know? You came all the way home for nothing.
So once again, doesn't it make you wonder where all this went? Yeah. Is there some other house that's being haunted, some other place? That's like the cameras are mysteriously appearing, and they're like, where'd this come from?
Yeah, and just because I want to get this out there in case people forgot. The first Bible to catch fire, and I think that was early spring of 2014, had been missing since 2012. We had put this Bible out, was advised by my best friend. I had put the Bible out on a lamp table before praying over it and going to bed. Tina was out of town. And the next morning I woke up and the Bible's gone. And I called my friend, I called Tina and said, hey, the Bible's gone. The alarm system was just me in the home. Nobody came in and took it. The Bible was just gone. And it was gone for a year and a half, and then including the year of the no activity, which is 2013. It was spring when activity came back with a vengeance. I think it was March or April that Sunday. The first Bible to catch fire. By that, I mean, we were awakened up by the fire alarms going off in our house. It was 1:34 a.m. I darted to the door of our bedroom door. We stopped at the door closed because we had been having so much activity the night before. And as I'm looking at the door, I'm in the bed. It's pitch black in our bedroom, but the fire alarms are going off. And that's a bad experience, ghost or no ghost. But I can see light radiating underneath the door, like in the movies, you know, when there's a fire. Yeah, that's not good. But nowhere am I thinking paranormal. I was thinking, okay, did we leave something burning on or something? But to that point, I didn't know these things could set fires. And I opened up my door, and Tina's right behind me. And there's a book on the ground. I don't know if it's our Bible yet. It's a book on the ground that's on fire. I mean, flame on. It's opened up. Ashes and pages are, you know, flying in the air, and it's burning and all that stuff. So, filling up the hallway with light. I close it with my left foot, I think. I just take my left foot and just close it to douse the fire, which worked. It was not until then I realized, wait a minute, that's the Bible that I put on the table a year and a half ago that's been missing ever since then. Okay? And I pick it up and show it to him, hey, this is a missing Bible. And then I feel a bulge, and there's something in it, okay? There's a bulge in the book. So I open it back up, air and all this shoots in my face. And in the Bible is this wooden cross, small wooden cross.
We have something else to cross over here, and we'll get back. Crossover with ghost stories. Keith, Gene, Tim, you're in.
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you love reading about the mysteries of the universe? Do you wonder what secrets are hidden in the shadows of our own planet? If so, you won't want to miss these two amazing books by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. In Mimics, The Others Among Us, you'll explore the world of the mimics of man, beings that can look like us but are not. They've been among us since the beginning of history, hiding in plain sight, influencing our culture in ways we can scarcely imagine. In Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters, you'll discover the so-called hard evidence of UFOs that's been available for study this entire time, but for the most part has been ignored. These two books will open your eyes to a hidden reality that has been right in front of our eyes all along. That's Mimics, The Others Among Us, and Alien Artifacts, Incredible Evidence of Exotic Material from UFO Encounters by Tim R. Swartz and Sean Castile. Available now on Amazon.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.